Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon, one of the employee owners at Tab Computer Systems, who's come in and helps me out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. The first hour is usually a lot easier than the second hour. We are here live, so feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. And that's the number. That's it. Call that one and get online, 860-522-9842. No matter where you are, if you're using your cell phone, doesn't cost you anything extra, obviously. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're also over on Zuckerberg's Facebooks here, over at WTIC's Facebook page. If you want to post a question on there, say hello, whatever in the chat area, even give feedback as far as if you think if you have an idea of what the problem the person's having, it's fine. You know, it's all a group effort here in a 50,000 watt flamethrower AM station, so why not use it? And so you can go check out WTIC's Facebook page. And of course, we do have the podcast, and you can listen to us on Odyssey, and 96.5 HD2 is also out there. So many ways. I mean, when we started this 27 years ago, it was just WTIC, just the old AM radio. Now you can get us so many ways. Mm-hmm. We could overload on computer. Overdose on Computer Talk with Tab. So, as usual and customary, we have some news for you, and Dennis has got one he wants to start with.
Okay, this is very good. New York State
just
passed a bill that is going to crack down on cryptocurrency mining.
Good, that's good.
What they've done is they've essentially banned it for certain operations and for a particular kind of crypto mining, which is called proof of work.
Right.
But that happens to be the method for nearly all crypto mining at all.
Right.
There are a couple that are probably going to move to other algorithms that theoretically are less data intensive, but they haven't done that yet.
It's like blockchain light.
Right. Yeah. And I'm skeptical as to the workload being all that much lower anyway.
It's not.
I doubt it. I can't see how.
Well, at any rate, like you said, they're doing it for power.
They're
reasons.
Doing it because of the power drain and pollution and all of the attendant problems that come with that. And you know, it's great that New York is addressing this issue.
Right. Well, we get most of our smog from New York, I understand.
Well, New York and from the Ohio Valley.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it all comes right across.
All right.
Yeah, but so. New York is a major contributor. So hopefully we'll get a little less of that now.
Yeah.
And
well, now if you does New York have isn't medical or marijuana like able to be grown in New York too? Like we're doing it here pretty soon, right? So you're going to have glow lamps that are going to be in people's basements that are going to be the other alternative to crypto.
Well, you were telling me off the air before the show that the just crypto mining worldwide, if you put it on a list of the power consumption by all the world's countries, would be what number?
It's like 32. It'd be the 32nd in the world in power consumption, like around where Argentina is as far as how much power it uses as a country.
Right.
Right. To exist. Crypto is right up there, right there near Argentina, as much how much power it's using to make fake money, to make something that doesn't have any intrinsic value whatsoever.
Right.
Well, at least I know it doesn't have any intrinsic value, but some people think it does.
Well, I just wonder where on that list marijuana glow lights would sit.
We'll see. That's going to come too.
But remember, if you're putting glow lights on marijuana plants, you're actually growing something.
Sure.
It's there.
Yes.
You can pick it. You can do things with it.
I think
it's right there.
Before it became legal, I think the cops would go around with like those heat lights, the ultraviolet. They'd be able to see if the which house in the neighborhood lit up like a Christmas tree.
Wow.
We're going to see more of that, I think. So we'll be discussing somebody else, because we don't know. Obviously, marijuana is not a technical thing here, but other shows will be discussing that. So in other news, the man, the legend, the myth, Elon Musk, is ordering Tesla execs to get their butts back in the office. Basically, he's saying, look, if you're an executive trying to manage people who are building cars, you can't do that remotely, and you can't build a car remotely. So get your butt back in the office and manage your people.
Yeah, join the grunts.
Exactly. And so he's like, he's got examples of people who are in completely different states, quote unquote, managing these folks in California. So he's like, if you can't get your butt in the office for 40 hours a week on site, and if you don't show up, he's going to assume you quit.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he's like, if you want to work any other additional hours remotely, go ahead, but a minimum of 40 on site. So again, it makes sense, right? You can't, if you've got plenty of worker bees that are busting their own butts there in the factory on site, they don't have the option to work remotely. If you're an executive managing those folks, get your butt in the office. I think you're going to find this more and more. I mean, hybrid remote work is obviously a great thing. But there's issues, and Elon pointing out one. I read a story that I didn't bring up. There's some guy suing Amazon. So remember Amazon? Well, everybody sent everybody home during COVID, right? And there's this guy who worked from home. He's saying, "Look, Amazon, you owe my electric bill and my internet bill because you made me work at home." And there's a lawsuit going, and it's California, of course, and the judge is going to allow it to continue, and he's going to do it and make it to class action level, right? I mean, you think about how many folks worked remotely.
Yeah, I mean, if this one guy is theoretically affected, then yeah, a lot of people would be.
Right. So actually, I'll put that story up too. You can read it. But the point is, so you're darned if you do, darned if you don't, right? So if they didn't make you go home, and then they'll sue you for catching COVID. And if you did go home, they're going to sue you for making you use your power and your internet, right? And all Amazon did was give you a job. So I don't know. We'll put the link up there for you, and you can read that. What else you got there, Dennis?
Well, I have an article about a little podcast outage.
Oh, no.
That happened this week.
Yeah.
Last week. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, podcasts hosted on Megaphone were not available on Spotify and some other apps for a number of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because a certificate was not renewed.
If we had a nickel for every time that happened, right?
I know.
Well, nowadays it's a quarter. You can't say nickel anymore. If I had a quarter, nickels are kind of worthless these days.
Right. And it's all about just not keeping track of your certificates.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a common issue.
It is very common.
So if you don't get it registered, the service won't go. You're not going to be authenticated, and no podcast for you.
Yeah. We even get calls once in a great while from one of our clients.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, "I can't get to this website."
Right.
And, well, why is it? And then you go there and it's not technically not down.
Right.
They just can't load the page. because the browser is rejecting it because of an old certificate.
Right. And the browser is trying to do its job saying, hey, right. I want to make sure this is legit. I don't want to send you to someplace that's not secure.
You absolutely can't fault the browser for that.
Nope.
Absolutely. And the only thing you can tell the customer is wait until they fix it.
They don't always like to hear that. Solution. It's almost like, you must fix it. It's like, we get issues with customers saying other people's emails isn't working. It's like, we can't fix their email problem.
Yeah, that's another problem.
So, all right, we'll put the link up there for you. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Two lines open for you. You guys are getting on early, which is great. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we'll do our best to help you out. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. So get online. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. The number to join us. Let's go right to your calls. You're nice enough to do that. Let's go to Mary in East Hartford first. What's happening, Mary?
Hi. Yes, I have a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a HP Omen.
Omen?
And Omen.
Hmm. That's a weird name for a laptop. Why would you call your laptop an Omen?
It's a game. It's a gaming.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes more sense.
Okay. So anyways, I noticed that the battery doesn't last as long as it did.
Right.
It's approximately 4 years old.
All right. Yeah, that's okay. Right about the time.
And all of a sudden I noticed that it started making noise. You know, like the fan, it's either the fan or the drive running. And then it got real hot right in, above the keyboards right there.
Wow.
But I noticed that there was a cut in the cord, you know, that you charge it with.
Yikes.
So I replaced that piece.
Good.
But it's still getting hot. When I'm not charging it, it doesn't get hot. Only when I'm charging it. So I'm wondering if I should just replace the whole cord, or is it the battery and the cord together?
Nope. It's
no.
It's the battery.
It is the battery?
I would bet it's the battery.
Okay,
this is what
I did a health check and everything, and everything seems to be good.
Well, but did you take its temperature? And clearly it's hot. So the Omen is sweating, and I would tell you to get a new battery if you can. And the issue is going to be
whether it's replaceable or not.
There's that, and how long the battery is sitting on the shelf that you're going to finally find to replace it. It could be a four-year-old battery you find that's still going to have the same problem. It'll be better because it'll be new. But I would tell you to get a new battery if it's replaceable, and that should do it. I mean, that should do it. This is why airplanes don't want you to bring lithium batteries or pack them in suitcases and stuff like that, because they can't trust them. And that's why you bring them in the cabin, which they still can't trust them, but at least they could, check them out the window or something if something goes wrong? I don't know what their plan is. But if they overheat like this, it's a fire hazard.
Yeah, and it's very likely that it is the battery because it's chemically degraded now, mm-hmm. and it's going to be doing things like heating up. And it might even be putting out bad voltage into the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to want to change it.
Yep.
You really are, before it really makes anything worse.
Also, don't use your laptop on your bed. You know, don't have it sitting on your bed.
Motherboard or anything.
Yeah, have it in a nice, on a piece of hardwood or a table or something like that, or glass, whatever, so you have nice airflow through it. Because I've seen so many kids in college, they're literally sitting there with their laptop on their bed. That's going to clog the airflow up and cause other issues, too.
Oh, yeah, I bought one of those stands, you know, with a fan to cool it.
Ooh, oh,
nice.
Very good.
And then I also bought that air spray thing to clean the fans out.
Wow. You take care of your Omen.
Yeah.
It's so too much work to get a new one.
It is. Well, here's the key, though, Mary. Are you handy? Because my son's Envy that we got him for my middle son, his Envy battery had to be replaced. And the screws are so tiny. And you got to take apart some stuff. Thankfully, one of the girls in our shop took care of it and replaced it for me, because I'm not that handy. Would have had a hard time with the little tiny screws. So you might have a little bit of issue there.
Okay. Yeah, I looked on to see how to replace it yet.
Yeah, YouTube
it. And there are those screws that you got to do it, and it's like, ugh.
And they're special, like, torque screws, or they're hex. I'm not sure they're hex screws. They're not the normal screws to take off that back.
Well, I'm reading one article from HP Support about one particular model, and it clearly says it uses a Phillips head screwdriver.
Oh, that's nice in that case.
So, oh, good. I'll have to see if mine is.
So good luck. So, Mary, when you buy the laptop, when you buy the battery, now be careful on Amazon, right? You're probably going to go to Amazon and start looking for this part. If it's some weird knockoff Chinese junk, I would contend it's a bigger fire hazard than what you have in your laptop now. You have to be sure that it's an OEM HP battery and not some knockoff. I would not want a battery in my home that was built that way. If it's too cheap, it could be too cheap.
Right. No, could be very expensive.
Yeah, that's another way to look at it. All right, Mary?
Okay. Now, what if I go into a store? Would that be the best?
Well, if they don't probably stock stuff like this anymore.
Yeah, I don't think your Best Buy or Staples are going to stock those.
No, but you might be able to get them online.
It's a specific battery store.
Oh, well, if those exist, fine. As long as, again, it's a true OEM HP battery, then you're okay.
Oh, okay. OEM HP. Okay, great.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck, Mary. Let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
All right. Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.
So, an omen. They always make gaming computers sound so scary. Let's go on to Detective Strange out there in Danbury. Hey, Detective.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What can we do for you?
Listen, I have an Android smartphone, and I have the cord port in and a memory device for taking my photos out, but I cannot remove them, having problems. Have any advice?
You want to copy the photos to your computer, you're saying?
No, I just want to go in. I have the cord, and I want to go into a memory, it's a thumbnail device, just take the photos out so I can relieve some of that memory problems I have.
Yeah. So when you connect it, when you connect your Android to your computer, you should be able to see it as a drive, and you have to tell it it's being used that way.
Yeah. On the phone, one of the notifications that'll come up, and you might have to swipe down from the top in order to actually see it, will be a request to tell the phone what it's supposed to do with this USB connection.
Right.
And you just say, I think share files or
something like
depending
that.
on the model of the phone, it'll say something along those lines.
Because that's a charging port and it's other port. So I have the
it does data and charging.
Yep.
Yeah, right in back of me I have it, but not in front of me, and I forget the name of the manufacturer of the phone. But it's been a good unit for me, but I have all my photos and I wanna take them out through that port. And into my thumbnail, which I have, and then, I can put them into a computer or whatever. But I've had other people attempt to do it, and I cannot do that at this time. Is there any place that I could take it, maybe in Danbury, or can I call your company about it during the week?
Well, unfortunately, we don't work with end users. We only work with businesses. So you should be able to do this yourself, Detective.
I will try.
Yeah. So what you want to do is, and I had to do it for my own. I got a Pixel 5, so I had to go figure out exactly what the Pixel 5 wanted to do. Just do a quick YouTube search on your particular Android model. They'll walk you through, most likely, how to go ahead and connect your USB to your computer and make it a drive letter. And then you're going to navigate to the actual folder where your pictures are. And you're going to have the other USB device, your thumb drive, plugged into another USB port on your computer, like a different drive letter. Make a directory, copy paste, and then you can go ahead and delete it off your phone.
Yeah. So right now it's the through the cord into my memory device, and then I can do whatever with the photos.
Wait. You say into your memory device? You have plugged it into your thumb drive?
Well, yeah. I have the smartphones in my kitchen. So I've got the cord, going into the port, which is a charging or out port, and then I have a thumb memory device on the end of it. So all I want to do is I want to go on that memory device.
No, I hear you.
I cannot get my smartphone to recognize, out into the memory device.
Right. That's not going to work. You need an intermediary device like a computer. Do you have a computer?
I do, but it's offline.
Well, that's the thing you need to use as your intermediary, your interstitial device to go ahead and copy the data from the phone to the thumb drive. You can't do it the way you're doing it. That's why it doesn't work. Period.
Okay. I will take your advice.
All right.
And is there any place that you know in Danbury I could take it?
No. I would say maybe you could walk to a Staples. They might be able to give you some advice. But we got to go, Detective. Thank you for your call. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And we are back. Four lines open for you. Get online, 860-522-9842, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Dennis and I are here till 11 in the flesh. So before we go to some news as we wait for your calls, Dennis wanted to bring up something from the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. On the Tab Facebook page, a commenter mentioned taking the phone.
This is about a previous caller.
For the previous caller who was trying to get pictures directly off his phone.
Right, Detective Strange something.
Yeah, the commenter suggested taking the phone to Walgreens, CVS, or maybe even Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
They have kiosks, photo handling kiosks,
that
apparently can do this for him.
And that'd be handy. And that'll get the photos off, then he can delete them.
Right.
That
kiosk will be the interstitial device.
Dennis and I are trying to figure out as many ways to use interstitial as we can today. But I was really thinking off the air after that caller. I mean, in my wildest dreams, as the call was progressing, I was assuming he was using a computer as the intermediary or interstitial device, right? But no, he was plugging it from phone to USB directly.
Yeah.
So the other thought we had, too, if you're listening still, there is file management software.
Right.
As an app.
A file management app that you could get on your Android. Some Androids come with them built in. I have a Samsung,
right,
and it comes with an app called My Files.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of it.
Right.
Now, the problem with it is it's kind of clunky
because
it's only going to show you one location of files at a time.
Right.
So what you'd have to do is select those files. Then you have to navigate back up through the hierarchy of the phone to that other thumb drive that you plugged into it.
But we're not
and
even
then
certain,
drop them there.
But we're not even certain the thumb will be seen.
Correct. It might not be recognized after all.
Right.
Because not all phones will recognize them correctly. So the point that I was making is just use a computer or something that can you can actually intelligently navigate between the two different places.
Right.
And it'll just work a lot better for you.
All right. Let's go on to calls. We're going to go to Joe in Manchester next. What's happening, Joe?
Hi.
Hi.
I got a question. I got a MacBook Air. That I just got. And I'm not sure how you set up email.
Oh, with a MacBook Air, there are a couple options. It comes with Apple's own Mail app. And if you launch the Mail app, it will ask you for your email address. And if memory serves, it will attempt to figure out what your proper server settings are based on its knowledge of that domain. And then it'll ask you for a password and get you going. In some other cases, it may ask you for server settings. Which email service are you using?
Right now, I'm not using anything.
Oh, you don't even have an email account?
No, I don't.
Well, that would be the first step.
Okay.
And the main suggestion that Eric and I would have is to find out from your internet provider if they provide mail service to their customers, including you, and then find out how to go about setting up that email address.
Oh, okay.
Then, once you've gotten that email address from your internet provider,
right,
which is good because you'll have tech support for it, because if something goes wrong, you can always call your internet provider for help, then you can open up the Apple Mail app, and it should be able to get you set up with that.
Well, they might do it right with you when you talk to them about getting the email set up.
You're right. They may actually work with the internet provider, that is, may actually work with you to get it connected to Apple Mail on your computer.
So, Joe, are you the last person on the planet without an email address?
Probably.
I mean, you're the last guy. You got to be.
Yeah, probably, because I never used it.
You're such a lucky man. To not have an email address is, you've probably saved you've probably saved your years.
Has to have.
Of actual life. We're all kind of jealous. All of us out here who have email are like, wow, Joe has not had to live with email until now. So, you know, wait until you get your email and you're going to be back with all of us. But man, I'm a little jealous of you, Joe.
I really never talked to anybody, so... You know,
well, that'll save you some time too, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, email is going to be handy for you to do things. A lot of folks need it to interface with any companies you're interfacing with. Unless you're a hermit, you have a phone, obviously.
No hermit.
All right.
I'm at home. I'm disabled, retired, I'm bored as hell.
There you go. Well, email will keep you active.
Well, yeah. Now, if you open the world to email, you are going to unbore yourself instantly.
Yeah.
So good luck, Joe. Who's your internet provider?
Cox.
Okay.
They're going to help you.
Give them a call.
They absolutely will help you out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate your help.
Our pleasure, and good luck with the new email box. The last guy on the planet without an email box. That's Joe in Manchester. Good for him. I mean, oh my goodness. That is just, I don't know. Email's been around since forever. I mean, this goes back many years.
It is the original internet killer app.
We had a bulletin board system back as a company at Tab, and we were able to send messaging through the bulletin board, the BBS system, back in the early 90s.
When I worked at an employer in the very early 90s, we had something called TOS, which ran on the mainframe system.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was essentially an email application.
Mm-hmm.
Very nifty. Very, very nifty.
And here we are. Joe is joining us. So, as we wait for your calls, feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We've helped the last person with email. We are in it. We're all set there. But we'll talk about some news items as we wait for your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. Wide open lines, four lines open on this gorgeous Saturday. We understand. But we're here live for you if you need any help. There's been some interesting news when it comes to Microsoft. There's a pretty serious zero-day remote code execution exploit that has been discovered in Word documents. And basically, this Word document thing is really kind of scary, although Microsoft poo-pooed it when they were first warned about it in April.
April!
Mm-hmm. They knew about it since April. It's now June 4th. This code execution, basically, if somebody sends you a document with this embedded in it, it'll actually it'll hit PowerShell, which is a built-in operating system command from Microsoft, and it'll do it via the Microsoft Diagnostic tool, another built-in tool from Microsoft, to literally execute code. And I actually watched a video on this, the whole process of it. It's pretty crazy. You don't even have to open the document to have it work. It actually, you can just like preview it.
That's painful.
Mm-hmm. And it's scary. So you got to be careful now about documents coming at you. This code, of course, is available anywhere now. I mean, it's so easy to follow. So Microsoft needs to fix this. They probably will at some point. But again, it makes email phishing schemes even that much more dangerous in that the payload is delivered to you via email in a document that looks innocuous. And the mail scanning out there may not notice it.
They might not, no.
Right? Because it's just built-in code into the document. HTML, it's an HTML call that actually calls out to the internet and then downloads payloads and then it executes things. Scary stuff. This happens on 365. Or your regular office. So, wherever you are running Word, you have this vulnerability right now. So what we're telling you is to be a little extra careful. Now, if you have a good EDR technology like we use, it should prevent anything from occurring for our clients. For you as a regular user out there, just be careful, right? You're going to be like, Eric, what do you mean be careful? I don't know what I mean by be careful. Fly casually. Be careful. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You almost can't trust anything on your email anymore.
Right.
And there's so many vulnerabilities out there and so many things that we have to prepare for. And so make sure you're backed up, right? You want to protect yourself from something happening by having a good backup or by, having some antivirus going on there. And of course, if you enable your spam filters and stuff like that, that'll help as well, because the phishing folks are going to just send out random phishing schemes with using this technology. But any script kiddie out there can actually take this information and try to leverage it to do all sorts of things. It'll literally will execute PowerShell commands. So be careful. We'll put the link out here. It's a little technical. Do you have a good article that you found?
I actually have two.
Yeah.
It goes over the zero day and how it's being exploited right now by mm-hmm. Chinese hackers.
Of course.
And then there's another article that goes a little more in depth as to actually what it does and how it works with your computer to accomplish what it's doing.
And this is why we need everything to be zero trust. This is why everything has to be kind of encapsulated. Right, Microsoft won the battle of getting computers on everybody's desks because they made everything easy. Right, they made the ability to share files easy, see hard drives, see other devices on a network, printers. There's no reason QuickBooks should be looking at my Word documents. I shouldn't even be able to see them, right? Or Word looking at QuickBooks, or vice versa, right?
Well, the problem here is elevation.
Yeah.
Now, if you've ever tried to install software,
mm-hmm.
You'll on a Windows computer, you'll get this thing that comes up that asks you if you want to run it. And in some cases, it can actually make you put in administrative credentials for the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to do.
It's supposed to ask you.
Right. And it's supposed to stop it literally will stop everything on the computer and make you say yes or no.
Right.
Okay? But these exploits go past that.
Mm-hmm.
They're running elevated code
within.
Without stopping to ask, and right. That is the problem.
Right.
And Microsoft has that mechanism built into the operating system. Mm-hmm. Apple also has it.
Right.
When you're installing things, Apple will stop and make you put in an admin password.
Right.
So why don't they fix that so that whenever this elevated code runs, it stops you and asks you if you want to do it. And at least people will say, wait a minute, why is I just opened this email and suddenly I'm being asked to make changes to my computer?
Well, because I think Microsoft's spending more time trying to figure out what you're doing as a user so they can market it or sell that information than producing an operating system that's going to not have these issues and be more secure and be something that's going to protect us. I really think that's their focus, is not it's us being the commodity. Now, when they came up with Windows originally, they never thought of us as a commodity, right? They thought of us as people purchasing their software as a tool.
Right, and doing work with it.
Right. Imagine Black & Decker selling you a hammer, but they're more interested in making sure the hammer knows where you're going with the hammer.
Right.
That's exactly what Microsoft's doing. You know, they're more interested in the actual where are you using that hammer on than how to make that hammer useful. So that's, I think, what's going on here. And Microsoft's got to get their act together, because I'm sick and tired of it. And the amount of tickets produced by Microsoft that we see every day is exponential.
It's insane.
And, of course, all the security layers that we're adding to protect people from them, from Microsoft.
Then we have additional tickets to work with those things.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
It's,
so
it's
we digress. We're getting into our day jobs. So feel free to get online. Four lines open for you. One line's ringing right now, 860-522-9842. We'll take a quick break and then get to your calls. We'll be right back. And we are back. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Carolyn just gave us a little tidbit. We thought we had Joe in Manchester as the last guy on the planet without email. Well, it turns out her uncle also doesn't have email.
Wow.
I want to talk to that guy. His life just must be so awesome. I mean, I think that's actually one of the arguments he gave Carolyn for not having an email. So good for him. That's all I can say. The amount of time we spend just deleting crap. Imagine that all the time you spend. Let's say you spend 10 minutes a day deleting crap from your mailbox. Right? I spend enough time ripping mail out of my physical junk mail, right?
Yeah.
That's seconds. Deleting crap email takes a lot longer. 10 minutes a day, do that over a lifetime. Carolyn's uncle's, I'm sure he's probably built a few decks in all the time
that
he's saved. Let's go to Mike in Bristol. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, guys. Happy Saturday.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, quick question for you with regard to email. I've heard you guys talk about this a couple times, and not as bad as your previous caller that didn't have email, but I've been using sbcglobal.net forever and a day.
Yeah.
I've heard you talk about it going away at some point, or it could, or what have you. Your advice on transitioning off of that and any suggestions on where to go?
Yes, we have three things here. So we've heard it anecdotally for years where callers have come in and their boxes are gone. And then they call Yahoo or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, sorry. It's free anyways. But we've also gotten calls saying, oh, don't worry about it. It's going to stay, right? From people who say they've heard that from, is it Frontier or whoever's using it, SBC? I don't know who's using it or who's offering it. I think it's Yahoo. So who's your internet provider, Mike?
It's Comcast.
Okay. So you have a choice, like Dennis has talked about before, by using the internet provider's email box. You can be at Comcast rather than at SBC Global.
Right.
Or you could consider Proton Mail, which is a great way to have a very secure mailbox and create your own at whatever you want to be address.
Yeah. Okay.
That you know, as long as you pay for the at, you're all set. Go ahead.
I'm starting to get, you know, notifications from Yahoo saying that, you know, this email address. So, you know, I don't know if it's just spam or if it's actually something that's going to happen.
Oh, there, you're getting notices that's going to go away? You broke up a little bit. You're getting notices that, what did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to upgrade my email address.
Okay, that's probably real.
Well, he might have also gotten warnings about changes to authentication.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to modern authentication. And a lot of old email clients won't use that or won't use it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been sending out emails sporadically to people actually for years about that. It goes back in my mind to like 2016 when I first encountered it. And I think it was when Verizon, around the time that Verizon bought Yahoo, because Yahoo is handling those email accounts.
Yeah.
And they, when Verizon took over, they decided that they were going to push through modern authentication on all their email accounts. So people have been getting warnings ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to upgrade your email client to modern software.
Mm-hmm.
Something like Thunderbird or Outlook will work. The Apple Mail app that we talked about, I think, supports modern authentication.
Sure.
Okay.
So that might be what you were getting warned about, or you might have been warned that it's going away. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. I just don't want to wake up one morning, like you said, and just have it gone.
Right.
You know? So I'd rather make the switch now. And any advice as far as, you know, obviously I got tons of people who have the email address, some that I don't talk to for ages, and notifying, you know, contacts about the change.
Yeah, you should be able to set up what's called a mail forwarder. You're gonna set up an auto response on the SBC Global email, and then
they won't
do it.
They don't forward anymore.
Will they give you an auto response at least?
No.
Well, they're not being very
not
helpful.
On the free accounts.
Ah, so unfortunately, if it's free, they don't care. Sorry, you're gonna have to do it the hard way,
where you collect up a list of all your correspondence,
yep,
and you email them from your, well, you can send it from the old address first and then send from the new one so that they know that you have control of both of those and they know who you are, and let them know, stop using SBC Global and start using, what is it, Comcast.net.
Or Proton, or whatever you're going to do.
Or Proton, if you set that up.
That's awful. I can't believe they're not going to give you that. That's another thing. Well, that's what happens when it's free, guys. So it's too bad.
Hey, guys, take your time, though. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. You know, it's a common issue. We get that call often. SBC Global's been gone. I mean, I had a full head of hair when SBC Global existed. And they've been gone for a long time. And people still use at SBC Global. They use at SNET. These companies don't exist anymore. You know, eventually, you know, I get warnings enough even on my Cox email address that there's, you know, I've got too much mail in there. If you've never deleted anything out of your SBC Global, they're going to do it for you.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, this guy's got too much junk in here. So four lines wide open. We're here till 11 o'clock. So another hour of computer talk. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're happy to have you. Feel free to give us any kind of question you're looking to answer. Obviously, technology question. I don't, you know, we don't do anything with gardening or building anything or anything. I can't change my own oil. So don't ask us about that. And everything we've talked about so far has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. So if you missed an article or you want to check it out, it'll be there for you. You can also go to the Facebook page. And if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, and Zuckerberg deems the news worthy and you're not in Australia, anything we linked here from these news articles will get to your news feed. And of course, if you're on Twitter, if you're back on Twitter now that Elon's considering buying it, we do have a Twitter feed, Tab Computer Sys. You're welcome to follow us there, and all these same news articles and links will get there as well. So we'll be right back after the news. Stick around. John Silva's up. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842. We'll be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.